Okay, let's go to Ches Amma Beis. Ches Amma Beis, everybody got here, Baruch Hashem. It was a little Schar Halicha today, a lot of flooding, but let's learn some Torah. Okay, let's start four lines from the bottom. The Gemara yesterday was talking about movement. The Gemara had started about 12 lines up. The Gemara had said, can you use the space under the Korah in general? We were talking about other details about Mavuyos Akum, and then Gemara says, getting back to general point, can use this place under the Mavuy, under the Korah. And the Gemara quoted a Machokas, whether you could use the space under the Korah. The Gemara said, is it maybe it's totally on Mishum Heker or Mishum Mechitza? The Gemara said, no, maybe everybody holds Mishum Heker, and everybody, and the Machokas is whether it's a Heker for the people inside or outside. And then the last line that said, no, maybe everybody agrees it's Mishum Mechitza, that the Korah shoots down and Pitikar Yard Visosim, it's Mishum Mechitza, but the Machokas is which side closes off. Does the inner side of the board close off or the outer side? If the inner side closes off, then you wouldn't be able to use it. And the outer side closes off, then you would be able to use it. Okay, we're going to come back to that svar today. Says the Gemara on the second wide line. Even though there's a machlokas about whether you could go use the what's under the korah, but everybody agrees that next to the lechi, it says bein l'chayayim, between the lechis, but Rashi explains here that it means just next to the lechi. Next to the lechi, everybody would agree that is... that is Aser. And we'll talk about some of the Svaras in a little bit. Says the Gemara, Ba'amini Rav Barchama Mei Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda, who says that next to the Lechid is Aser, not she, you see this B'shnei Kosli Mavi Mi Bachutz, V'niya Korah Agabei and Mahu. What happens if you build a Korah and you don't put it right on top of the walls at the edge of the Mavi, but you put it on pegs sticking out of the wall? If you want to see a picture of this, you look at picture number 57, on the bottom of page 19, you stuck two pegs sticking out of the wall into the street, and you put the korah on top. Is that okay? Is that an okay mavui? Is that an okay korah to be machshir the mavui? So Amar Lei, so Rav Chizda answered, Ledivrei hamatir asur, Ledivrei haoser matir. Says Rav Chizda, it would be opposite of what you said before, whether you allowed to use under the korah when it was inside the mavui. And Rashi here explains, we're assuming the last line about under the korah, meaning the issue is whether it closes off on the inner border or the outer border. So according to the Mandamar, who had said originally that it's usher to use under the korah because the inner wall, the inner edge shoots down, that it would be usher to use under the korah, here would be better because the korah is just outside the mavui, and therefore when it shoots down, that wall is directly connected and touching the outside of the mavui, and therefore it would be good. So therefore, l'divrei ha'oser matir. But l'divrei ha'matir usher, but according to the one who had said mutter, because it's the outer edge that shoots down, usher here would say is usher, because here if the outer edge shoots down, then there's a space in between the outer edge of the mavui, and therefore that imaginary wall would not be machshir the mavui because there's a space separated in between. There's avir hamafsik. That's what Rashi says in the last line. Second to the last line, de'ena sima mechuberes l'ksalim v'ish avir b'neim, and there's airspace in between. Rava Amar, Rava says no. L'divrei osan amar aser. Rava says no. Even if you say, even at L'divrei Ha'aser earlier, meaning even according to the one who said that the inner border shoots down earlier, and therefore here you would say if it's the inner border that it's touching the actual Korah, and therefore touching the rest of the wall of the Mavui, and therefore it should be good. No, even so, says Rava, there's a separate din that the Korah has to be on top of the Mavui. So even though Halakha, maybe you could say it's symbolically next to it, but the Korah has to be on top of the Mavui. V'leka, why does that have to be on top of the Mavui? So we'll see in a minute in the Tosfos on top. But to foreshadow for a minute, if you say it's Mishum Heker or Mishum Mechitza, one of those, you know, you can see that it might be different. It's a din, it has to be dafka on top of the Mavi. Oh, at least part of it. Important Rashi. Rashi in the last line asks an interesting question. He says that, what did we just say? That according to the Mandav, the first Mandav, according to Rav Chizda, that if it's, there's a Machlokes, if it would be out, if you would hold that the edge, outer edge of the Korah is what shoots down, that it wouldn't be allowed because there'd be a space in between. One second, we know there's a concept called Lavud, which we've had a couple times. Lavud means if something's within three Tvachim, then it's as if it's together. So here's within three Tvachim, the Mavui is in three Tvachim wide, so why don't you say Lavud here? So Rashi says, V'hacha, last line, V'hacha lav mechitza mamishu lahachshir hefsik avir, should be kan v'kanai de Lavud. Rashi here says it and explained by the Ritva a little more in depth, and that is, love it only applies by real walls, not halachic walls. If you have a real wall, if you have a wall sticking down from a sukkah, and it's within 3 tefachim of the ground, okay, it's as if it's on the ground. That's a real wall. You could never say there's a din machitza, and the din machitza you can apply lava to. That you don't say. That's Rashi's yesod, and it's explained by the Ritva. The Ritva quotes Rashi, and it says, Pirush l'pirusho, she'ilu hayi machitza mamish yeredes misham. If there was a real machitza there, then hayino amin lavin misofak salim, losa machitza yeredes, that would be fine. Tehaleka ela tefach bintayim kashir rochav akorah. The korah is only 1 tefach wide, and therefore you would say, lavud. But he now, Al-Hashad, the Lekha Mechitza Mamish, it's a imaginary halachic wall. You're just taking peak ticker to your Vesosim. You can't say Lavud to an, that's not the halacha Moshe B'Sinai. The halacha Moshe B'Sinai of Lavud is only when you have a real wall and you want to connect it to something that's on the other side. Therefore, it would be allowed. E'ef shalom Lavud lamata, klabi avir she'im bo klum, lasu lo Lavud. That is Rashi's Yesod, as explained by the Ritva. Okay, that is point number one on this machlokas. Tosvos seems to give a different reason. Tosvos on the top of the next Amud, the end of the Tosvos says, no, the point isn't that why can Lavud apply because it's the halachic fundamental problem. Tosvos seems to say that really, maybe Lavud would be able to apply by mechitzas that are just halachically there. But the problem is, this is Mishum Heker. And you can't apply, I'm sorry, you need this Mavi or this Korah, one of them, we've had discussions about them, is Mishum Heker, has to be recognizable to the people inside or outside that this is closed off. And if there's a space in between, you could say love it all you want. That's a halakha concept. But it's not going to function as the Heker, therefore it wouldn't be good. That's the last line of the Tosis on the top of the next Amud. Tosis is talking about something else that he says, talking about it must be a Heker, and then he says, Teda. So I'm Mishucha Mivachut Lafil B'chupachos B'gim Alarm in a love it. Why don't you say love it? And the context of Tosis is trying to say, because it's Mishum Heker. And therefore, maybe it's the fundamental machlokas between Rashi and Tosis. Would love it apply even by just a halachic wall? Tosis would say, Enachinami, maybe. But here, you have a different reason, the issue of Heker. Good question. What about by a lechi? Would a lechi be able to be on the outside? So the Rashba quotes 2 days about that. The Rashba himself holds, Mistavra the Dafka Korah. The only possibility, issue in the Gemara is by a Korah of a lechi lo b'inishi imamish kamavi, but a lechi for sure could be outside the mavi. This is something we're going to talk about more on Amid Beis. But a lechi could for sure be outside. Why? Shahari lechi mosheichim tefano shal mavi kazei. Quotes a picture. V'nira lechalik v'shub shakorah shi lamal kol she'in emedes mamish lufnim michalol hamavi ainu nikarish etei lachshar zamavi. If it's not on top, then you could say maybe he's going in the Tosfos camp. But you could say it's not a heker if it's all the way on the outside. But if a lechi is on the bottom, even if it's right outside, but as long as you could see it, therefore he thinks that the whole discussion would be lekula when it comes to lechi. There's a machlokas whether the korah could be on the outside. There's Rav Chizda Rava, but everybody agree by lechi. He quotes Risi Luxas Sarfatim, Rabbeinu Sarfatim, that maybe even lechi has to be within the mavui, but he doesn't like it. He thinks that a lechi here would be more lekula. It would be able to be on the outside. Okay, let's continue. Is a Tosef shot in the realm of Heker? That's, yeah. Correct. Tosef is assuming if you say the issue of Heker, so then you would say it, that's why it has to be even attached, not even, wouldn't apply love. Does Rashi fundamentally argue on that? Rashi seems to be giving a more fundamental reason why you wouldn't apply love. Forget the issue of Heker. You can't apply love here because it's, because love only applies by real walls, by Mechitos Mamush. Says the Gemara, Eisvi, Rav Adar Bar Masna L'Rava. Rav Adar Bar Masna asked the Kasha, Haisa Karaso Meshucha Otluya. Let's say your Korah is Meshucha, pulled. We'll get to what that means in a couple minutes in the Gemara. Otluya, or hanging. We can at least know what Tluya means meanwhile. Tluya, Rashi explains, is that the Korah is too short to fit on top of the Mavui walls, and therefore you support it with a pole in the middle of the Korah. Look at picture number 58. The next page on the top of page 20. You see the Korah is too short, therefore you support it by a pole in the middle, and it hangs. So is that good enough? Is that Korah that is hanging on a pole in between the walls, is that good enough to be counted as a Korah? So says the Gemara, Pachos mi gimel, if it's less than 3, ain't sorach lavi karacheres, then that's fine. You don't have to make another Korah. Why? That's lavud. Here we're talking about real walls. We're talking about a real board and real walls. So less than 3 is good. Gimel, but if it's 3 away from the sides, so then sorach lavi karacheres. That's one opinion. Rav Shimon Gamliel Lomer. Rav Shimon Gamliel says no. He argues on the principle of lavud that it's three tefachim. He said it's four tefachim. Lavud is a little bit longer. Pachos mi dalit ain't sarach lahavi kara acheres. As long as it's within four tefachim, it would be good enough. Dalit sarach lahavi kara acheres. So this is a machlokes about tluya, about this korah on top of the pole in the middle. It's too short. So if it's within four, three or four, then lavud would apply. So says the Gemara. What do the words meshucha and tluya mean? So we focus on the word tluya, but says the Gemara, "Ma'ilav meshucha mibachus tluya bibefnim." Doesn't meshucha pulled out? Doesn't that mean pulled out from the outside? Isn't that about what we were just talking about, where you have a korah on the outside of the wall supported on pegs, and tluya is the one that's hanging within the wall that's too short? And if that's the case, then what does this Gemara say that this brisa say the principle of lavud would apply to a korah outside the mavui? And we just said before that the Korah, according to Rava, it definitely does not apply. And even according, Rava said it's everybody holds Usser, because you need a hecker on top of the Mavli. And even according to Rav Chisda, the first opinion, you don't apply the principle of Lavud, according to one of the Shitas. Here, the Brisa seems to apply the principle of Lavud to a board, to a Korah that is outside the Mavli. The answer is the Gemara, two answers. No. Lo, really, that case over there is not about a mavui that is hanging outside, not about a korah that is hanging outside the mavui. Two possibilities, what else that Bryce is talking about. Lo, idibi bifnim. Maybe meshucha and tluya are referring to korahs that are inside the doorway of the mavui. Meshucha beiruach achas, tluya mishte ruchos. Meshucha is only miruach achas. You look at picture number 59. Riruach achas, it's sitting on one side on top of a wall and just short on the other side. And tluya means it's hanging mamish in the middle. Picture 58. That's what's in the middle. So what do you need both cases for? So ma'od the tema mibruch achas amina lavud mishtei ruchas lo amina lavud kamash malon. So the havamina is that maybe you would have only said lavud mibruch achas. Who knows? Who says you could apply lavud twice in the same case? So that's why kamash malon. That's why it has to say. That's why it has to say both cases. Number one. Yeah. What? It's still a kasha on Rava. Why Rava said that it can't be outside. Can't be outside. So maybe this is called on top of the mavui. Using lavud here, it is on top of the, it's not on the outside, in front of the mavui, it's on top of the mavui. You just have to connect it. That's day number one. Ravashi Amar, maybe another answer what it means, that maybe Meshucha and Tluya aren't two different cases, it's really one big case. Meshucha v'hi Tluya. V'hechi dami, what does that mean? Kugon shenot shte yesedus akumos. The case is, you look at picture number 60. Again, there are two approaches in the Rishonim, what exactly it looks like. The picture one, you have the one that Rashi suggests, and that is, you have pegs sticking out up and diagonal, holding the mavui in place. So it's above the level of the mavui, and it's shorter than the level of the mavui. Other Rishonim have it as an L, going up and across. So different shitas exactly what these pegs look like. But either way, it's not directly on top of the mavui, and it's shorter, so it's up and it's in. So says the Gemara, so what's the chiddush? That you really, we're using two halachic principles, two halachic mishnayos here. We're using something called lavud, which we know, and, let me just forgot, those measurements are within three tefachim of the mavui. Let's say the diagonal is within three tefachim. Well, it's not so clear that we're going to dance to that in a second, but let's say for now the diagonal is within three tefachim. So you're using the principle of lavud, but you also use the principle that the Gemara in Sukkah talks about chavot. Chavot means when you have a roof that is a roof or a type of surface, a cover, where you're missing space, you're allowed to shoot down the roof to be considered as if it's lower down. So that's called chavot, throw it down. So you're going to throw it down and you're going to stretch it. You're going to throw it down through using chavot and you're going to stretch it using lavud. That's what the Gemara is about to say. So says the Gemara, what's the Chiddush? Ma'u de tema o lavud amrinan, o chavot amrinan. You might say, you can say one or the other. How could you say about lavud v'chavot lo amrinan, kamash malan? So you might say, you would only say lavud or chavot, but not both. Kamash malan, that's the Chiddush. Then in this case, you can say lavud and chavot, bring it down, and stretch it across.
The 20 amos height, where does that start?
20 amos, but not...
Does that start from the beginning of the pole?
Let's say everything here is within 20 amos. Above 20 amos, we'd have to lower it. What if 20 amos is right in between these two? That's a question. I'm not sure. 20 amos is this probably would not be good because if it's Mishum Hecker, then as Tosfos said, it's Mishum Hecker. It's got to be within. You don't go by halachic walls. That's not going to override Hecker. There is a discussion. Tosfos says that top Tosfos asks the following question. He says the Gemara in Sukkah applies the principle of chavot even outside of three tefachim. So why should it have to be within three tefachim? even if it's maybe so the Itzi was asking, even if it's much higher, say chavot, so that'll get it down to the level of the rest of the walls, and then you'll say lavud. Oh. Says Tosfos, the Yesh Lomar, the first skinny line, the Hakamita Kora Gavi Mabu, best we give a law of a hecker. So this is where Tos is running the hecker issue. You're right, theoretically chavot could work if it's very high up, but it wouldn't be a hecker. It would be totally up. So as long as within three tvach of that, that would be a hecker good enough. Rabbi Kiva Eker though gives a different answer based on a Ran in based on a Ran in Sukkah. Because the Ran in Sukkah on Daf Yud Ches says there he's talking about Dofen Akuma and Lavud. The Ran says you can't say Dofen Akuma and Lavud together. Why not? So the Achronim give the svara that what the Ran is really saying is that you can't say two Alacha Moshe Misinas at the same time. Can't say two Alacha Moshe Misinas at the same time. Right, what about our Gemara? Right, you do say it. You do say Amrinan. That's the Maskon. You say Chavot and Lavud. So how can you fit with the Ran? So Sidra Kiva Eker the following. The principle is that you're allowed to say two Alacha Moshe Misinas at the same time if they're working independently. If each one works on their own, then you can say it independently. And here they're working independently. What's a case where they wouldn't work independently? What's Tosfos Kasha? Tosfos Kasha says, let's say it's 10 tefachim high. So you're going to apply the principle of chavot, and then you're going to apply lavud. Could you apply lavud without chavot? In this case, no. If it's 10 tefachim high, fine, you can apply chavot, but then the only reason you can apply lavud is because you applied chavot. Then you can't say. You can't use one halacha Moshe B'Sinai in order to allow you to say the second halacha Moshe B'Sinai. That's what you're not allowed to say. And that's what the Ran meant in Sukkah. Here, if it's within three tefachim, that each one you can say separately. Because let's say you can apply lavud, you know, directly. So that's what the sort of Rebbe Kiva Eger, that you're allowed to apply, sorry?
Isn't it just lavud then?
Isn't it just lavud? Ask the Rashba, why do you need the whole principle of chavod here? Just apply lavud. Why don't you say it's within three tefachim? And that's what the Rashba says. Iba pachas migimol amali chavod. Just say lavud. So he gives one answer, which we're not going to go into. Reb Chaim gives a different answer. Reb Chaim says, because lavud can never, let me say it this way. Lavud only is the halach of mechubar. Lavud can call something mechubar. Like if something is within three tvachim of the gram, or within three tvachim of your schach. It's not that it really extends those walls, but is the halachic status of mechubar attached. And that's what you need in lavud contexts. But here, says Reb Chaim, that wouldn't be good enough. It's not that you need mechubar. You needed it to be considered on top of the mavu. You needed it to be considered on top of the tvanos. That's why you'd have to apply chavot and lavud. But again, those are, so we got two yisodos. We got one of the Rabbi Kiva Eger. You can apply two halacha Moshe B'Sinai as if one needs the other to apply. If they apply them separately, then you can two together. Number one. Number two, Rabbi Chaim, to answer the Rashba's question of why don't you just apply lavud? Why do you need chavot at all? Because lavud is just a din of mechubar. It considers it halachically attached, but it does not make it that it's the amamish on top of the tefanos. Okay, now we continue. Tani Zakai Kamei Rabbi Yochanan Bein L'Chayam V'Tachas Akorah Nidon K'Karmelis. So Rabbi Zakai said in front of Rabbi Yochanan, whether it's next to the lechi or under the korah, that area is like a karmelis, and it's usher to carry there. Beforehand, we had a machlokas about korah, and we said lechi, everybody holds as usher. Right, that's what we had said in the previous Abed. So the Tana said in front of Rabbi Yochanan, next to the lechi and under the korah, everybody agrees it's usher, because it's like a karmelis. Amar lei puk tani levra. Rabbi Yochanan says, get out of here. Come on. Literally, puk, go outside, tani levra. Take your brisa outside. Bra is outside. Like, where brisa means left out from the Mishnah. So puk tani levra is a phrase that a Rav says, go take your brisa outside. So Rabbi Yochanan obviously was upset about something. The question is, what didn't he like? Right, this Tana said in front of him that it's all usher. So what didn't he like? That's the machlokas between Abaya and Rava. Abaya Amar Abaya Mistavar Milsid Rabbi Yochanan Takas Akorah. Rabbi Yochanan was so upset about under the Korah, that's where he wanted to say Mutter, right? Because that's what we had a machlokas before. So he owes Mutter to carry under the Korah. Avabela Chayayin Asr. But obviously he would agree, we didn't have any opinion that said otherwise before. Next to the Lechis, he would agree that's Asr. He wasn't so upset about that part of the statement. The Rava Amar Bela Chayayim Nami Mutter. Rava says, no, he was even upset about next to the Lechis. Even next to the Lechis should be Mutter. Right? Against what we said before. So Amar Rava Minamina law. Rava says, how do I know this, that next to the Lechis would be Mutter? Tachiyasa Rav Dimi Amar Biochanan, Makam Sheimu Dalal Dalid. Because the Biochanan says, if you have a place that's in between Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaYachid, that is not a, does not have the dimensions to be a Rishus itself. It's less than 4x4 Tzvachim, Mutzu L'B'nei Rishus HaRabim, U L'B'nei Rishus HaYachid, L'Kasei B'Lav. It's considered what we call a Makam Ptur. It's this status that is no man's status. It's not a Rav, not a Yachad. It's not a Karmelis because it's too small to be any of those Rishuyos. And the halach is that both the people in Rishus Rabim and in Rishus Yachid could fix their bundles in that area. L'kasif alav. They could fix, like, they could adjust their bundles there. Ubil vaj l'yachlifo. As long as they don't go from one Rishus to another Rishus. We have this in Maseches Shabbos, that is Gzeira Rabbanan, that even if you're going to do something that's totally mutter, let's say you're going to go from Rishus Rabim to a Makom Ptur, and then a Makom Ptur to Rishus Yachid, there's Gzeira Rabbanan, you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't be switching objects from Rishus Rabim to Rishus Yachids, and vice versa, even in a mutter way on Shabbos. So that's the Did Rabbanan Ubil vaj l'yachlifo, which Rashi here mentions. But says Rav, what do you see? If you have a place that's not a Rishus, that could be a Makom Ptur between Rishus Rabim and Rishus Yachid, so that it's mutter. So therefore, says Rava, that's so too Lechi's next to a Lechi. Could be that Makom Ptur spot. And that's why you'd be able to carry next to the Lechi's. Abaya. Abaya says, no. When it does, and that's Rabbi Yochanan. That's why Rav is saying, that's what Rabbi Yochanan meant, because it was mutter. So Rav says, no, that case where he allowed it, Makom Ptur, Hasa B'Gabo Gimel, that wasn't on the floor. That was in a place where you had pedestals or platforms to put your stuff on. So there, nobody's going to get confused with the Rishus Rabim and the Rishus Yachid. If you look at story, picture number 61, right, to put stuff on something, you're not going to get confused with the Rishuyas next to it. But on the floor, like next to the Lechi, of course, Rabbi Yochanan would agree that's Asur. Don't compare the two cases. So that's a biased rejection of Rava's statement. Amar Abaya, yeah? Kara within three tefachim away.
Right, three
yeah.
Why couldn't you consider? No, sorry. One time. In other words, hang on.
Okay. Right. That's what Tosva said. Is an issue of hecker.
Right. So why is it a hecker problem? Because you can carry up until that point. Because it's one tefach. It's not a
why isn't it? You're saying it should be mutter. Should be aser.
For the people inside, it should be able to carry underneath because it's still you're still allowed to carry.
Well, the issue here we're talking about now is the lechi. Because the Lechi, he is saying that Lechi would be more mutter. There's more of a reason to allow it by a Lechi, says Rava, than by a Korah. Abaya says no.
But the hecker is still there. I can carry up until that point. I see the hecker, I'm done.
I don't see it. If it's outside, Tosva says it doesn't work as a hecker as much because it's not flush up against it. It's outside.
And it's too far away, so you're
and even if it's flush outside, because the P tikra, it goes out on the edge. And because it's outside, it wouldn't be a good enough hecker. So maybe here too you can apply. It wouldn't be a good enough hecker. Same as far could apply. It's next to it, but if you say one's not a good enough hecker, because the other one's not a good enough hecker. Amar Abaya says Abaya, you know, Amidalaza, how do I know that Rabbi Yochanan rejects both? That rejects only the Korah, but he would agree that by Lechi it is Usser. How do I know that? How do I know Rabbi Yochanan says Usser to carry next to the Lechis? Because we had this also at the beginning of Masechah Shabbos. Rav says if you have a doorway, even with doorways, what we would call a Tzoros HaPesach, Tzorach Lechi Acher LaHatiro, you need another Lechi next to there in order to be able to carry in the doorway. So therefore, you see that next to Lechis, Rabbi Yochanan says, this is a sheet, this is Rav, but we assume that he holds like that also. You need another Lechi. And if you want to say, where did he require an extra Lechi on the outside, that's only if the place was a makam of Gimel Dalad al Dalad, and that's why it's a significant Rishus, and that's why you need a Lechi. But where did he say you didn't? That's by less than Dalad al Dalad. No, we have a statement from Rav that even if within the Pesach is less than Dalad al Dalad, you would still need another Lechi on the outside to be matarit. So again, says Abaya, this is my Raya, that Rabbi Yochanan says that next to the Lechis would be Usser, because he assumes he holds like Rav, and even if it's less than Dalad al Dalad, you need a Lechi, you can't carry next to the Lechis. It says Rava, Rava, no! Hasam Tabuch, the Pasuch Le Carmelis, no! That case where you require another Lechi on the outside, that's where if the Mabui is open to a Carmelis, to a Drabanan Rishus, that's where you need the Lechi. I was talking about where it's open to a street, where it's just a Rabim. So if it's just a Rabim, you don't need a Lechi to be Matir, to carry in between the Lechis. So that's the Gemara. Well, it's just a Rabim, my Shari. But to Rishus Rabim, it's more Mako. It's Mutter. You only need the Lechi there. When it's open to a Carmel, that's Rishus Rabim. Yatziva Ba'ara V'Giorit B'Shmei Shmaya. Says the Gemara, right? This is a line the Gemara uses, literally. Yatziva, the citizen, the one who lives there, is on the ground, and the Ger, the stranger, is up in Shemayim. He's on a much higher level. Meaning it's opposite. Rishus Rabim is more Mako than the Carmelis. So the Gemara answers, in, yes. How? Matza minas, mino b'neir. Using a Yoredea concept, min b'mino? Really, this little rishus is not a rishus in itself, but it's similar to a karmelis if it would be big enough. So if this little rishus is next to a rishus harabim, so then it's not even mitzarif to. It stays independent and it's bottled to one of the two rishuyos. But if it's next to a karmelis, then it's similar to a karmelis. And according to Rashi, masam in its mino, it becomes a larger rishus because it's similar, more similar to a karmelis than to a rishus harabim. And that's matzah min esmino v'neir, and it awakens, right, min b'mino, it's one type in its same type, and it awakens and becomes its own reshus with that on the outside. That's why it's more chomor when you have a karmelis on the outside, than when you have reshus aram on the outside. That's how Rashi views this, that it's a halachic extension, it connects, and they've used that as one hemshach. Rabbeinu Yohanan in the back says, maybe it's not the lundus of Rashi. It's not that it's halachically mitzareif, it's just ma'am gzeira. If you're next to a street, where not goes there. You could see that the street is much different than where you are. But the next to a karmelis, that's very similar. So that's why we need a gzeira. And the stipler, so it says, maybe this is this nekuda, whether you hold the reason is that it's halachically connected, and it all becomes like a karmelis, A, like Rashi, or B, it's just mishum gzeira, because a karmelis is more similar than the street. That would explain a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. Because the Rambam and the Ravid have a machlokas, whether you would say this by a korah. What about a mavui going to a karmelis? Is there a difference of using under the korah or not? That's the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. In Perek Yud Zayin, says the Rambam, in my yasamach la karmelis, asu la tal tal tachas a korah bein l'chayayim. If it's under a karmelis, it's also to be metaltel under it. Even though next to a karmelis, a lechi would be more makel. And the Ravid says, Shibashu, zeh, tachas akorah lo ola mutter. A korah is always mutter. Avo ben lechayayim palagrava. No, karmelis is always, the Gemara is not talking about a korah. Only a lechi is the whole discussion. But we said Rabbi Yochanan said a korah is mutter. So what's about chalukas to the Rambam and the Ravid, whether you say the same, apply the same to a korah? So says the stipler, according to Rabbi Yonasan, that it's also mishum gzeira. At least this way, there shouldn't be a difference. If it's a gzeira, because it's going to get confused with a karmelis, so it doesn't matter whether, you know, it's a korah or a lechi. The issue is, are you going to be confused with the next reshus? So therefore, it should be aser. And that was the shita of the Rambam. But according to the Ravid, it says mutter. Why should there be a difference? So he says, maybe there already you could come up with a difference. Because if you say one is mishum heker, one is mishum machitza, there are differences that you could question about whether the reshuyas are going to be mitzarif to each other, whether this is going to be matzah minas mino v'neir. But according to the Rav Yonasan Svara, that it's mishum gzeira, that's what it means, matzah minas mino v'neir. So then that could explain why there wouldn't be a difference and the same issue would apply to a korah. Okay. Amar le, six lines up. Amar le, Rav Huna braid Rav Yeshua l'Rava. Rav Huna Yeshua said to Rava. Again, Rava, what did Rava say? Rava interpreted Rav Yochanan, that Rav Yochanan said, take your brisa outside. He meant everything is mutter. You're allowed to carry next to the lechis. You're allowed to carry under the koriz. So said Rav Huna braid Rav Yeshua to him, you don't say, v'at lo tizbra de'el chayam aser. You don't say next to the lechis is aser. You say that's mutter. But we have a statement of another statement of Rabbi Yochanan. Mavui shiritz robal chayayim pachas pachas midalid. If you have a mavui that is lined with lechis, less than dalid tfachim from each other. You look at the picture number 63. You put not just one lechi on the edge, but against the wall going into the depth of the lechi, you put four different lechis, let's say, and they're all within four tfachim of each other. They are less than four tefachim of each other, but more than three tefachim from each other. They're between three and four tefachim of each other. We'll get to why that's important right now. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Rabbi Yochanan said, by this mabu that's lined with these, banu l'machlokas Rabbi Shimon Gamliel b'Rabbanan. End quote of Rabbi Yochanan. Regarding this case, that's the machlokas between Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and the Rabbanan. So now, Rav Huna, Rabbi Shimon, who's asking the question, is about to say as follows. This statement proves that Rabbi Yochanan holds between the lechis is aser. And therefore, you must be wrong, Rava. How does the statement prove it? The following. We had up above at the top of the Amud, if you remember, a machlokes, what does lavud apply to? Within three tvachim or within four tvachim? The Rabbanan held that it has to be within three tvachim. More than three tvachim, you don't apply lavud. Rav Shimon Gamliel says within four tvachim. So says Rav Huna, in interpreting the statement of Rabbi Yochanan, that must be the issue. Well, Rav Shimon Gamliel, according to Rav Gamliel, who says, who says lavud in this case, because they're each within four tvachim, and therefore, all these lechis up against the wall can be considered one big lechi, right? Because it's really four tefachim of each other. So why is that important? That it would be all called one big lechi. Mishtami shalchudu apnimi shalechi hapnimi. He must hold. What's the machlokas? The machlokas is that if it's all called one lechi, and you say you go by the inner point of the lechi to be used as the pitik or yor b'sosim. So according to Rav Shugam Leo, you can't use that whole area next to the lechi because the inner one is all considered one big one, and the inner one is what creates the wall. Lo rabbanan d'amri lo amin lavud, but according to the rabbanan who say you can't apply lavud because it's within four tvachim. Lavud is only within three tvachim. So the mishtamish achudu apnimish lachitzon. Then only the outer one is the real lechi, and you could use this space up until the inner side of the outer one. But fundamentally, everybody agrees. But everybody agrees. What's the assumption? The assumption of my interpretation of the machlokes is that between the lechis would it be asr according to everybody? The question is, what's the inner side of the lechi? Because whether they're all considered one big lechi or different lechis. So, hey, Rava, isn't this Rabbi Yochanan against how you interpret Rabbi Yochanan? You said according to Rabbi Yochanan between the lechis is mutter. So Rava says, no. Rava says, Rava, hasanami, the pasuch le karmelis. Remember what I said before? When you're going to a karmelis, it's more chamor, and therefore you need it on the edge there. So that's this case where it's referring to a karmelis. Avaloshes Rabim, my. According to Roshes Rabim, Shari mutter. Like we said before, Yatsiva Bahara, Begir Rishme Shmaya. The citizen is on the ground, and the ger, the stranger, is up at Shemayim in Mataminis Mino Veneir. So that is the first way that Rava can interpret this statement of Rabbi Yochanan, talking about going to a karmelis. Ravashi Amar. Ravashi says, no, there's another way out. There's another way to interpret what this line of Rabbi Yochanan said, that there's a machlokas between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Shugam Liel, without having to say that between the lechis are aser. Rabashi Amar, Kagon Shiritzpo Belachayim, Pachas Pachas Me Arba'a, B'meshach Dalalamas. This continues for, within the same case, it's within three and four tfachim, but it continues for a four amos length into the depths of the mavui. Right, there's no new picture here. So it's continues for four amos. So what's the machlok? It's as follows. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, to Amar Lavud, Amina Lavud. So according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, we say Lavud. So it's like you have one big lechi, but for four amos depth. So what we say a couple of blot ago, when you have a rishus that's surrounded by a mavui that's four amos, it kind of becomes a rishus by itself. Havi le mavui, it itself becomes a mavui, v'tzorach lechi akalatiro. Because this, all these lechis are really put together, because it's within four tefachim, according to Rashbag, you say lavud. Therefore, it's called one big lechi, and you need another lechi on the outside. Nothing to do with carrying next to the lechi. Because here, the real lechi, you got to put another one. This isn't a lechi anymore. This is a mavi in itself. Rabbanan dami lo amri na lavud. According to Rabbanan, say you don't say lavud. Here, these are separate lechis, so then lo tzorach lecha achal atiro. You don't need a separate lechi to mat to this area, because it'll be the one on the outside is the only one. So that's another way to interpret the machlokas. What about carrying within this dalet amos? You know, does that function as a lechi if you don't put another lechi on the outside? Does this dalet amos big area lechi work? So Rashi has 2 days about that. He does not think so. He says v'lidnera. He doesn't think that once it's not called a lechi anymore, it becomes its own rishus. So then it's not going to be called a lechi, and therefore it's not going to be allowed. Yeah.
Do you have to designate each of this beam as a lechi?
Do you have to designate something as a lechi or anything you put against the wall? So we had a couple of days ago, what about lechi ha'omi me'ilav? What about if you put it up and it just happens to be that the wall is sticking out? So Rashi had said there that anything less than dalet amos has the status of a lechi, even if you didn't put it there l'shem lechi. But if it's more than four amos, then it depends whether you put it there l'shem lechi or not.
So in other words,
if you have an adornment, but as long as it's sticking out that it's some type of hecker, then it could work even if you didn't have it in mind. Isn't four tefachim enough?
We had a machlokes
about four tefachim or four amos. We had. Well, that was regarding the pirtza.
You need a
pasuk four tefachim if you have that big pirtza. Right, you need a pasuk four tefachim in order to be considered its own separatist in a chinami. Right, so we have to see how these two gemaras work together. Because there, the pas four tefachim was enough to be an entranceway to the mavui. But to be a mavui itself, remember we said if it's four amos sticking out from the side, we had that case, it had to be four amos. I have to think about how it works together. Says the Gemara, Rosh Gamliel. So, 1 second. We just said, in this last interpretation, that according to Rosh Gamliel, it's all considered one big lechi, and therefore you can need another lechi on the outside. But no, Levi kenira mi bachutz v'shavim mi befnim. At least, let this mavui, this lechi, which is called a mavui, be considered like one that it could be a lechi that could be seen on the outside and not seen on the inside. Let it have at least that status, which we'll get to that case in a minute, and in that case, we say it would be mutter. It would be able to be called a lechi. You're right, it functions as its own mavui. But maybe it should be like that case, which we're going to talk about what that case is in a minute. So Gemara said, no, midu, time el Rabbi Yochanan. Are we trying to explain Rabbi Yochanan? And Rabbi Yochanan didn't hold up that case anyway. Haki asa rabin amar Rabbi Yochanan, nira mi bachutz, v'shava mi bifidim, eno nida mishim lechi. If you have a lechi that can be seen from the outside, from the street, but not seen from the inside, on the inside it's flush, and you wouldn't be able to see it, then that's not called a lechi. And therefore, even if you want to compare it to that case, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold of that case anyway, that it's a lechi, and therefore it wouldn't be good. So we end up giving two interpretations. What did Rabbi Yochanan mean in the Machlokas, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and the Rabbanan? Either it was going out to the Carmelist, that's why it was different. Number two, the Machlokas has nothing to do with Bein Lechayayim, and has to do with if it's going Dalet Amos deep, and they're all within four tefachim of each other, would you apply the principle of lavud or not? And if you would, like Rosh Hashanah Gamliel would, that it's all considered one big lechi, which would then make that area into a mavui, and therefore wouldn't be able to function as a lechi. So now the Gemara has the machlokas, which was which was just referred to. Itzmar, you have your picture book, we're going to be using it in a second. Itzmar, nira mi bifnim v'shava mi bachutz. If you have an area of, you want to use something to function as a lechi that could only be seen from the inside, but v'shava mi bachutz, but it's shava mi bachutz, and you wouldn't be able to see it from the outside. Look at picture 65, you have a lechi that's flush up against the wall, and you could see it if you see anything in the mavui, you could see it from the inside, but walking down the street, you don't see anything sticking out. It's flush. So is that a good lechi? Says the Gemara, yes, according to everybody. Nido mishim lechi. That's a good lechi, because you see it from the inside. But what about the opposite? Near mi bachutz v'shava mi bifnim. What if it's only seen from the outside and not the inside? Look at picture 66, right? It's flush up against the wall next on the street side. So you can't see anything from the, if you stand in the mavui, you can't see it. So it's no hecker for them, but you could see it from the outside. So what's the halacha? That's a machlokas, whether that's good enough. Reb Chiya v'Reb Shimon bar Rabbi chad amar nido mishem lechi, v'chad amar inu nido mishem lechi. So the machlokas, one says it would function as a lechi, and one said it would not function as a lechi. Destayim the Reb Chiya who to amar nido mishem lechi. Let's say Reb Chiya is the one, right? We have machlokas. Reb Chiya is on one of the sides. Let's say Reb Chiya is the one that says it is a lechi. Titani, because we have a brisa where he doesn't talk about actual lechis, but he talks about extra walls, which, Alex, maybe this is what you're referring to. You have extra walls that function as a lechi. The Tani Reb Chiya Kosel Shetzido Echad Karnas Bechaveiro. You have one wall that is indented from the wall next to it. Either way, whether the indentation is able to be seen on the inside or the outside, Nida Mishim Lechi. It would be functioned as a lechi, tis time. So you see, whether the hecker is for the inside, the mavli people, or the b'nei rishis rabin people, it would work, and that's how you know that Reb Chiya is the one that says, even if it's just a lechi, mi bachutz, it would work. What are these cases? So you see, it's beautiful pictures in 67 and 68. In picture 67, the wall on the outside is indented, so that extra piece of wall is as if it's there for a lechi, but you can't see it from the mavli side. From the mavli side, the inside, it looks like the wall is straight. From the outside, you can see the indentation. So that's nirem mi bachutz, v'lo mi bifnim. And 68 is the opposite. It's that the indentation, if you stand in the mavui, you could see that indentation, that extra piece, but if you're in the streets, walking down the street, you wouldn't be able to see that. But either way, says Reb Chiya, both of those would function as a lechi. So too, he's the one that we assume that would allow the lechi that could be seen, mi bachutz, but not mi bifnim. For Rabbi Yochanan, mi lo shami lei. Well, Rabbi Yochanan did it. This was Tani Reb Chiya. Rabbi Yochanan didn't hear of this. We just said 10 lines up. Rabbi Yochanan does not hold this good. Rabbi Yochanan did hold of the Braisa. What do you mean? Shouldn't he hold of the brisa? Milo sham yaha, elo sham yaleh lo sarvelo. It must be that he held of it, and he heard it, and he didn't hold of it. So Reb Chiya nami lo sarvelo. So maybe Reb Chiya himself, we're trying to prove Reb Chiya shita, maybe Reb Chiya just said this brisa, but he didn't really hold of it. Tani Reb Chiya. So I said, no. Hi, my bishlam, Reb Yochanan lo sarvelo. Bishlam, I can say Reb Yochanan didn't hold of it, and therefore he says if it can only be seen by the people on the outside, it's not good. Bishlam achi lo tani lo. That's why he never said it. He never said this price because he didn't hold of it. El Reb Chiya, but according to Reb Chiya, if he didn't hold of it, he wouldn't say Tani Reb Chiya. He wouldn't have learned the price without arguing on it. See, for it must be Reb Chiya holds of it, and that's why we can prove that Reb Chiya is the one that says if it's near mi bachutz is good enough. But Reb Yochanan, we don't have any members, so there's nothing pushing us to say that Reb Yochanan would hold that near mi bachutz would be good. Therefore, we can say near mi bachutz would not be good as we suggested up above. Get a question? Okay, there is a discussion I saw, again, the Stifler has, what about a Tzuras HaPesach Mibachutz? Would that work? Does the Tzuras HaPesach have to be on the inside, or does it have? Can it be even on the outside? So he writes that he asked the Chazon Ish this question, Sha'al, the Chazon Ish, about people wanting to put the Tzuras HaPesach on the outside, and the Chazon Ish says, Ein Zemoel Klal. It doesn't work, because If you're looking from the inside of the mavui out, you're looking straight to Rosh Hashanah. There's no hacker there. The only time you would allow something that's seen on the outside is a lechi, that could work, but not at Surah Pesach. And he continues to discuss why that is. He says before that the Surah Pesach has to close off the Pesach a little bit, be so sane, take up some of the space within the Pesach. And therefore, Tzoros HaPesach definitely has to be within. This has to do with the Reb Chaim that we discussed a couple days ago, how Tzoros HaPesach functions, whether it creates a makom that's mukaf mechitza. So if it creates that makom, so it might be that it has to be within that Pesach to create the surrounded status. But either way, it's a discussion that he asks. The Har Gemara is about a lechi on the outside. What about a Tzoros HaPesach on the outside? So again, as we've seen a number of times, you don't just say Tzoros HaPesach is more inclusive and it goes to more cases like we had in the first mission in Erevin. They function differently. So you have to know every case, what's the svar for this? Why is this working? Does it work the same way the Tzoros HaPesach would work? The lechi, the korah? So every case has to be worked out. Continue. Okay, we started a little late, so we're going to go 2 more minutes. Amar Avarahuna, Nira Mivachuz Vashav Mivifin Mishim Lachi. So Avarahuna says, if it's seen on the outside and not on the inside, Nira Mishim Lachi. If it's seen on the outside, it's okay. Right? And that's what we said as a machlokas before, but Avarahuna is saying it works. So Amar Rava Umosfina Nashmaitzid, but I'll ask you a kasha from a Mishnah later on that we've had before that would be against this. That we have a filing Mishnah which seems to say that if just because it can be seen on the outside, it's not good enough. If you have 2 chatzers, there's a small chatzer next to a big chatzer. And to the big chatzer, it's parrots. There are no walls. If you look at the picture, in picture 69, you have a little chatzer and a big chatzer. And if you're standing in the little chatzer, the chatzer katana, looking to the big chatzer, you don't see any walls on the side of you. But if you're standing on the big chatzer and you look towards the little chatzer, so you see these 2 walls sticking out on the side. So therefore, says the Mishnah, you could carry in the Chatzar Gedola, because there are walls on that fourth side, but you can't carry in the Chatzar Ketana. So says the Gemara, according to the Mishnah, Gedola Mutaris V'Ketana Asura. The big Chatzar is allowed, not the Ketana. The Bnei Shi Kepischa Shal Gedola. Because the Ketana is just like a Pesach, like a door of the Gedola, and there are no walls sticking out to function for the Ketana, and that's why it'd be us to carry in the Ketana. Asks the Gemara now, V'im Isa, and if you say that walls, lechis, that can be seen on the outside function, so Ketana Nami Tishteri, V'nir Mi V'chaz V'shav Mi V'fnim. So here too, so what, you can't see it in the Chatzar Ketana, but aren't there walls there? So if there are walls there, just because you can only see it on the outside, why isn't that like a lechi ha'omi b'chutz? So that, why isn't that, doesn't this prove that a lechi that's omi b'chutz, nire mi b'chutz, velo mi b'fnim, would be a problem? So Amar Rav Zeir, no, but echnasin kos lektana l'gdola. No, the answer is, looking at the next picture, no, it's not exactly being able to be seen from the gdola, because you see the walls of the chatzir continue a little more into the chatzir gdola, and therefore the outsider doesn't see the walls that we want to count as walls of the chatzir ktana. We don't see that as a hemshich of the walls of the chatzir ktana, because you have these extra parts of the chatzir ktana sticking into the chatzir gdola. So you don't see it as a continuation, therefore you can, even if usually you could count a lechi that can be seen from the outside as a lechi, here you wouldn't be able to because you have these extra walls sticking out.
What's the
heter? Because the large chatzer, you don't need. Because from the large chatzer's vantage point, if you're sitting in the large chatzer and you look into that corner, those walls that are coming horizontally in front of you can be seen as an extension of the side walls. But it's just the wall sticking out at you, the end of them end. You want to use walls that are not at the end of the wall. That's why it's not good enough. Says the Gemara, "Lema lovet et tishteri." Okay, so forget. So what? These walls stick in. But you know, there's less than 3 tefachim from these walls that are sticking in and the side wall. So say lovet, it's as if this whole area is filled in. So it's as if these walls these walls are at the ends. It looks like if you apply lovet, the whole space is filled in, and then you don't have walls sticking out. So the Gemara says, "V'chi tema d'mefalgi tuva." And if you want to say there's more than 3 tefachim space in between, so therefore you wouldn't be able to say lavud. I have a tani of adabar avimi kamei d'Rav Chanina. But this brisa said in front of Rabbi Chanina, "Ktana be'eser gedola be'achasasrei." The larger chatzer is only 1 amma larger than the smaller chatzer. 1 amma we know is 6 tefachim. So if you split it evenly, which the Havamin is 3 and 3, so it's within 3 tefachim on each side. So therefore, you should apply law, but you can't say it's much more. So Amar Ravina, no, flogging, but mikosa zebeshtayim and mikosa zebedalid. No, the answer is that no, it's separated. You're right; it's only 6 tefachim, 1 amma larger, but on one side it's 4 and one side it's 2. So therefore, on the side that's 4, right, and you have a picture of this in source 71, so on the side that's 4, you can't say lava there. And because you can't say lava there, it's as if it's not, you don't have a mechitza on that side. Says the Gemara, when it v'leim alav and ruach achas v'tishteri. So at least on one side, you have a wall sticking out, because so it's within 2 on the other side, so you should apply lava there. So the Gemara says, no, Rebbe he, This is really the sheet, this braisa is really the sheet of Rebbe, who holds that a chatzer has more stringent requirements than a mavui in closing it off. Why? Because there's a Truvis Arashba who says that because a chatzer is used more. It's more things done there, so it has larger requirements. Damar bina shnei pasin. You need two pasin, one on each side, says Rabbi. The Tanya chatzer niteres pasin. Achad Rabbi Omer b'shnei pasin. So it comes out that we had a kasha about what do you do with this Mishnah that says chatzer ktana, doesn't that prove that nirim b'chutz is no good? So we said no, that Mishnah is talking about a case where you have extra walls sticking out, and those extra walls are more than four tefachim, more than three tefachim, and it's Shitas Rabbi. So you put all these three requirements together, that's how you explain how the Mishnah is not a kasha on the sheet that says Nirim Mibachutz would be okay. Okay, so we'll stop right there, and Baruch Hashem, we will continue.
Okay, what?